In this state, the contemplative likely experiences aspects of reality that are not available in other states. These findings rule out various materialist theses that the contemplative is faking or confabulating the experience. Vincent and I also showed that mystical experiences are complex, a finding that challenges a vast variety of simplistic materialist explanations, such as a God gene, God spot, or God switch in our brains. Toronto-based journalist Denise O'Leary and I have written this book to discuss the significance of these studies and, more generally, to provide a neuroscientific approach to understanding religious, spiritual, and mystical experiences. The discipline of neuroscience today is materialist. That is, it assumes that the mind is quite simply the physical workings of the brain. To see what this means, consider a simple sentence. I made up my mind to buy a bike. One would not say, I made up my brain to buy a bike. By contrast, one might say, bike helmets prevent brain damage, but not, bike helmets prevent mind damage. But materialists think that the distinction you make between your mind as an immaterial entity and your brain as a bodily organ has no real basis. The mind is assumed to be a mere illusion generated by the workings of the brain. Some materialists even think you should not, in fact, use terminology that implies that your mind exists. In this book, we intend to show you that your mind does exist, that it is not merely your brain. Your thoughts and feelings cannot be dismissed or explained away by firing synapses and physical phenomena alone. In a solely material world, willpower or mind over matter are illusions. There is no such thing as purpose or meaning. There is no room for God. Yet many people have experience of these things, and we present evidence that these experiences are real. In contrast, many materialists now argue that notions like meaning or purpose do not correspond to reality. They are merely adaptations for human survival. In other words, they have no existence beyond the evolution of circuits in our brain. As co-discoverer of the genetic code, Francis Crick writes in The Astonishing Hypothesis, "Our highly developed brains, after all, were not evolved under the pressure of discovering scientific truths, but only to enable us to be clever enough to survive and leave descendants." But are questions about our meaning or purpose merely survival mechanisms? If such an airy dismissal of the intellectual life of thousands of years sounds vaguely unconvincing, well, perhaps it should. Suppose, for example, a healthy man donates a kidney for free to a dying stranger. The materialist may look for an analogy among moles, rats, or chimpanzees as the best way to understand the donor's motives.